Blog Talk Radio.
Let this music open your heart and mind to miracles. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today. It's been a while since we had a show. It's been about a month, maybe a little more. And so I hope you all had a great holiday break, and I hope you're ready for a wonderful 2014. I was thinking back while the music was playing to our last show, and maybe the last couple of shows were about the holiday season and some of the difficulties that can arise as things come up, perhaps from our past or in relationships and obligations. You need to be here because it's Christmas, the willingness to set those boundaries and the courage to set the boundaries that if it doesn't feel right for you, don't do it. And so I hope everyone navigated that all right. I know for me, the message that was coming through on the show was really important, because it was important for me to insulate myself some, and I did, and it wasn't without a little bit of rockiness and a little bit of pushback and some things that kind of, well, frankly, just shocked the heck out of me. but you know, I made it through, and in that space, you get a little bit of emptiness sometimes when you are shocked, but if you let the emptiness ride out, there's usually a different kind of peace, and from a soulful or spiritual level, you can rise to a new place. And there is a whole lot going on with energy right now in the world, spiritual energy shifting, people opening up in new ways. And it's happening very, very rapidly, and I think it does create a need to sort of protect yourself. Anybody who's here in I don't know what we call light worker, light bearer role, is probably aware of that, or if you aren't aware of it, this will probably make sense to you, that sometimes you just need to protect yourself, because when you're giving off that light, you can attract a whole lot of flack back, and the holidays bring that out. When I talk about a lot happening in the world, one way I can see it and explain it very clear in something that's within my circle. If you haven't listened to the show before, this is only part of what I do. I have a Facebook fan page, which is sort of like the central focus for all the different things I do. I have a book, I have the radio show, I've had a blog site with full-out blogs, but I haven't done much of that in a while. But my Facebook fan page is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And so the ideas are sort of centered around the ideas of the book, A Course in Miracles. And I add other positive thought that are my thoughts or things from other spiritual teachers and the people that are part of the page also add their input, and we have a lot of really good discussions. And so that has really been my central point for all the different things I do. And when I first started this show back up back in September, I remember celebrating on this radio show that the page was reaching 20,000 people, and that was really, really exciting. It just kind of blew me away that it was 20,000 people, because it has just been, I guess, kind of like a grassroots type page. I haven't heavily promoted, I haven't sought out people to join it so much as just let people find it. And when I started that page, when I started my blog site, which is Seeing Miracles Every Day at blogspot.com or .blogspot.com. It's been a while. That was one of the first things I did maybe 6 or 7 years ago. When I started those, I had just the feeling that, well, whoever finds it, if it's one person or two people and it means something to them, that's great. I didn't get real caught up in how many or the numbers, and I didn't really focus on that. But when it started getting to numbers like 20,000 and it was growing, seemed a lot faster, I noticed, only for the sake of celebrating and noticing the movement and what that means in the bigger picture, and that means more and more people are seeking and finding a different spiritual path that has more meaning to them. I believe that. Well, since the end of September, when I was just in awe of 20,000, earlier today or last night, the page reached 92,000 likes, and it's still going. And since New Year's Eve, it was New Year's Eve, just a little bit before midnight, that some of my close friends and I were celebrating. We weren't together, but we were texting, celebrating that right before midnight it reached 50,000. And so now it's just a couple of weeks later, and it's at 92,000. And I don't say that to brag. If you've listened to me much or you know me very well, I'm the opposite of a bragger. I have a real hard time even celebrating things I've done, or I don't like that kind of personal limelight. But I'm really in awe, and I'm so excited that what that means on a bigger scale, because it's just exploding. And I think maybe we're reaching that critical mass or that tipping point where this that we've been waiting for and talking about and believing in for so long is actually really coming to fruition, and it's now in ways that we can see it before our eyes. We can see the numbers and the change and the people that are coming around to New Thought. And, you know, it's that in itself is not without its backlash, because I notice sometimes with the same vigor, it will also bring out people that then start to naysay or pick out or attack or even get angry. So you just have to ride through that and realize that the overall picture is moving in a good direction. One thing I got an email about a couple of days ago is was somebody kind of admonishing New Age, and that I shouldn't talk these things, and like it was just hogwash and feel good. And you know, so I responded as nicely as I could, and I posted on my Seeing Miracles Facebook page some things about that. Be prepared for that. When you start venturing out in your spiritual journey, there may be a lot of labels and a lot of fear that comes at you, like, you know, that's wrong, or, you know, some people go so far as to say it's of the devil. And you know, my mindset on that is, anything that is about love and loving one another and helping people find ways to do that and ways to find that peace within themselves so that they can love themselves and love other people and be peace and joy. It cannot be wrong because that is what God is. And if there is anything that is the essence of God, it is love. So you can call it flowery and hokey, and you can put mocking labels to it if you want to, but I know in my heart of hearts that it's God, and it's God for me, and so that's all I really need. And to just be prepared for that as you venture out, if you're feeling a call to search more and search beyond maybe the norms of what we've called God and spirituality, and then be prepared for it. But it's okay, because more and more people are seeing it, and all that really matters is what you feel in your heart. And if you feel love and joy and you feel called to search that, there's a reason for it, because it's meant to be in your life. So just keep that in mind. Part of this show, if you haven't listened before, I do take callers, and I try to give them some quick one-on-one guidance to their current spiritual path. And we've got some callers. I'm going to start that in just a minute. I've kind of rambled here. I tend to do that. I don't ever put a plan in place for a show. I sometimes give a general topic, and then I just let it happen, because that's how I let spirit flow through me. I try not to put it in a box too much. Sometimes that leaves me right at about showtime thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? But it usually works out, and I always block out up to 2 hours for the show, but if it goes 40 minutes, that's fine. If it goes 2 hours, that's fine. So I just let it be free-flowing, and that seems to be what works for me and what I'm meant to do in sharing my spiritual gifts. Today's topic that I set this morning was finding meaning in a meaningless world, and that's a lot about what all this is. The lesson today in A Course in Miracles is God did not create a meaningless world. And if you haven't studied A Course in Miracles, I would really encourage you to, because it seems all weird at first. It seems confusing and like it's talking in circles. But if you really do go through the lessons day by day and practice them, it can be very effective in unwinding the things that we've attached meaning to that don't really have meaning. All that really has meaning is what God created, and that's love and goodness. And we attach all these heavy labels and wrong and right, and that we're bad and sinful. We attach that. That's not of God. And it takes us a long time to unwind from that, though, because so much of what we've been taught has said that over and over and over and pounded it in us. And anytime we thought or said anything different, we'd get pounded with those, oh, that's woo-woo, that's crazy, that's sinful, that's not of God. So it takes a long time and a lot of diligence to work out of that. In that, you'll have moments where all of a sudden it will be an aha moment and it all makes sense, but I'll tell you, at least from my own experience, those moments are unbelievable, and you hold on to the memory of them forever, and they never leave you, and you can never really go back to the old way. But at the same time, you have to work at keeping in that space, because you do live in this world, and you do have thousands and tens of thousands of opposite images coming at you and opposite words coming at you every single day that you get up and live in this world. So it's a process. A Course in Miracles can help with that. Shows like this or reading books that uplift you, that you feel drawn to, can all help with that. But I'm going to go to callers now, and how this works, I'll give you the area code because that helps you identify that you're next, and you'll hear a voice that says unmuted. That means you're live, and if you'd like to just comment on something, that's fine. If you have a question for me, as far as the readings go, I often see them in charades. That's the best way I can explain it. I see images that then are a quick way for spirit to tell me, help you focus in. And so we sort of have to put the pieces together, but it actually works out to be a really, really effective way to do it in a very fast way for this show. So you can ask a question or you can just ask for general guidance, and we just let it flow and work through there. So the first caller, I'll tell the call-in number for anyone else that wants to call in, 347-633-9823. And I always tell people, I don't bite. The show is all about love and helping you find your brightest place. So if you have any urge at all, you know, maybe this is the day that you make the call and you get a little guidance and get uplifted, or you contribute something, and that's part of your gift to the world and part of stepping forward in that gift. First call is area code 998. So I'm going to click on you. You'll hear unmuted, and then you'll be live. Hello?
Hi, my name is Lavana, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your show and how much I believe in the message that you're spreading to the world.
Oh,
I have also
thank
been
you.
A light worker for many years, and it seems like the last 2 years, not that the messages have stopped, but it's not as present as it was for the last 20 years, and I've seen thousands of miracles happen. And I want to continue that work, and I want to see what you think.
Okay. First off, I got chills because I can so relate to you, Lavana. And it's frustrating, isn't it, when it's all been there, and then you feel like it just got shut off? I've been there. And you beat yourself up. You think, what did I do wrong? What did I – and all I can say is just wait for it. It's still there. And there may be other things that you don't realize are in the works, or even that you're clearing yourself, some obstacles. I know for me, there were things that I didn't realize it, but I really needed to clear and get my, you know, and that involved a lot of boundaries. It involved a lot of, life changes and sort of shutting things off from my immediate world a lot that weren't really serving anything but dragging me down, draining me. When you first started speaking, the image I saw, it was flowers in a vase. It was like an arrangement, and it was really pretty. But one flower was really noticeable, like it was drooping down, like, you know, it wasn't getting water or something. And so the petal, it was drooping, and the petals were starting to fall, but the rest of the vase was, you know, beautiful, and they were getting water, and so it was a lovely arrangement. But what I noticed was the one. And so how that would translate to me, especially for what then you said, is that you've got it all mostly there, getting water and everything, but there is some area of focus where you're not getting yourself the water you need, or something that maybe even, you know, when you have an arrangement like that and one flower dies, it doesn't make the whole arrangement messed up. You can pull that one out. And then you still have a perfectly beautiful arrangement. When I say that to you, can you think of anything that you go, oh, I think I know what it is? Is there anything that came to mind?
You know, absolutely. And my project was based on loving people, which I was raised to love people.
Mm-hmm.
But now, well, a few years ago, I had this woman come to me, and she said, can you teach me how to use my heart? And without any thought, I was like, absolutely, you know, come on in, let me just, you know, come work with me, and I'll show you. Well, it seems, reflecting back on that person, that she wasn't ready.
Right.
And I did everything that I possibly could in my way of teaching others how to love other people. And she ended up really just—it was the darkness. It was the darkness coming into the light. You know how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I've forgiven her, but yet I'm really afraid. And the country that I'm living in now, there's a saying: "Watch out for the snakes in the grass, because they're everywhere."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't pay attention to the snakes in the grass because I love the snakes. You know, I love everybody. And
we're
I've
soul sisters. They will bite you.
Well, and I think that's an important message for the world, is that, you know, you can love, I guess, but to a certain extent, maybe not stopping the love, but
you and I are so in sync right now as far as our paths and where we are, because that's been my big lesson of late, that you do love all, but that doesn't mean you have to carry them on your back. It doesn't mean, and you can say no, because you have to learn to pick and choose the things that, you know, I can't help you if you're not going to help yourself. Or the other one is, I can't let myself get drained, or I can't let you bite me. I'm not certain that you're not still in the to use your analogy, the snake mode. And I don't know about you, but, and I think lots of people, though, that have this gift to share and you want to be all about love and light, you can get really sucker punched a lot, you know, because you feel like, you feel guilty if you say no to anyone. And sometimes it even gets turned around on you, like, well, if you're so spiritual and good and you, and why aren't you then you're not really living it, and that can really mess with your mind. You know, it's our task to love everything. It's not our task to stay tangled up in everything. And it's not our task and not our job and not even our place to save everything. You know, we can share our light, but it's not our responsibility to carry people along with us. And we do have to begin to follow instinct. Did you have any instincts at first, like, ooh, I'm not real sure if
no, but everybody around me did.
Everybody,
I mean,
did.
My mother, who doesn't speak the same language, my son, people around me, even, you know, very top officials would say, watch out, there's snakes in the grass. And I'm like, okay. I don't
now,
know what
would
that
they
means
say it
right
particularly
now,
about
out.
This person? Would they say it particularly about that person?
You know, in the culture that I live in, they would never direct it to
okay.
a person.
But did
they
you
may
think
kind
it,
of go
did you
around.
Realize it was about that person or that situation? Did you realize that, or did it?
No, not until
okay.
she completely took me down.
Okay.
And she won the battle, you know, and
well,
now it's, in a
didn't
sense,
really
she won the
win
battle,
though.
And I just keep hoping that she is able to learn from her experience and what happened, and I hope that she's healed, you know, unconditionally, but still, it hurt thousands and thousands of people that were receiving my help.
Okay, so what we need to figure out, you need to figure out, is how do you get that passion back and the security to go out in that passion without feeling like you're going to get slammed, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm calling you today.
And, you know, this happens on so many shows. It happens more often than it doesn't, that people call that they're calling, and I get kind of a message back to them, an answer, but it's really messages to me, too, so I have to thank you for calling, because I've been dealing with this, too. Like, how do I do this without just getting smacked around everywhere I turn and hurt? When you're a light worker, light bearer, whatever, you know, just a person following that spiritual path, whatever you want to call it, you do get hurt easily, because you can't understand when people act in ways that are hurtful. But then what you can do is turn that around for, you know, I love myself, I'm secure in myself, so really at the end of the day they can't really hurt you, because you do have the ability to shut it off when it starts to feel hurtful. And I did that some over the holidays. I had a couple things, I mean, that came out of nowhere to me, like, what. And it was good practice for me to just say, okay, you know, no hard feelings, but I put it away and I don't feel guilty or responsible. I don't feel the need to make sense of it, because it doesn't make sense. It's not my issue. So, okay, now I want to just pause for a second, because I'm trying to tell you there's something coming that is like about how you go about this feeling safe again and feeling able to put it out there. First, I've been thinking a lot, and I've been reading a book called Quiet about introversion and that being okay. I feel like your first step is to put it out, but maybe in a way that, a little bit more introverted, quieter way, where you ease back into it, but it's in a safe environment for you. Does that make, I don't even know exactly what you were doing, but does that make any sense? Is there a way that you could?
Oh, absolutely. And that's okay. Where I'm at now. I'm introverted. I'm in my mm-hmm. own space. I'm in my own control of my own self versus being.
Okay, and I'm getting chills because that's a PowerPoint for you right now. And here's why. It's respecting your not only desire, but that you deserve safety and respect. You are respecting yourself, so to speak. And you're saying, I can do things with my gifts from an area that there's a boundary and I feel safe until such time as I feel called to go outside of that zone and venture out there. And you do it in bits, and actually some of the greatest gifts can come from the quiet introversion points, where you might seem very guarded from the outside. Sometimes that's the best gift we can give, that just that personal finding that light and letting it ripple out. We don't have to physically go out and do it so much as just letting our vibration. So right now, I think you're in a place where it is about feeling that cocoon and protecting, you know. Well, on one of the shows I talked about the cocoon and the butterfly, and actually, you know, the butterfly, it's not a cocoon, it's a chrysalis, and it's a harder shell. Well, it's okay to harden your shell for a little bit. That doesn't mean you're being mean. It means you're protecting yourself so you can be the butterfly. And that's sort of the space you're in. So what I want you to do, I want you to go inward. I want you to find a way to put it out there that isn't putting, you know, it's like I do on my Facebook page. I can put it out there sitting anywhere I want to, sitting in the safety and security of whatever chrysalis I built. Ways like that, communicating more that protect you, that introverted need right now, going within. That's really what introversion is, going within. And I don't know why in our society we have made that like it's not something good. You know, if you're going in a happy, peaceful, loving place, that's a great thing for the whole world, not just for yourself. So I feel like there are steps like that you can take and maybe you've already thought about. Do you do any kind of energy work? Like healing, like Reiki type, that type thing?
I have. I haven't felt that security to go out yet. You
okay.
I'm still in the cocoon.
Well, I'm feeling like distance work, like in the realms of energy work and Reiki and those kind of things, distance energy is just as effective as when you're in the same room. And so explain to me what you were doing before, like what your path was and what your light path involved.
Okay, well, 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was raising 5 kids. I have one child of my own, an adopted child, and I was raising 3 kids of my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And we divorced. And
mm-hmm.
he left me with $10
mm-hmm.
out of the millions that we had, which I was okay with. For some reason, mm-hmm. for some odd reason, I was okay to have $10 in my pocket. And it made me get on my knees and say, okay, God, where am I going from here? What do you...
Yeah. Oops, are you there? I may be losing you. I'm going to cut your mic off and back on, see if that helps. Are you still there? Okay. LaVonna, if you want to try to call back in because I think the call dropped. So I'm going to keep talking a little bit, see what more. You know, usually these calls are like just for 5 minutes. This one just feels like it's a really important time for you, and you have got to get back to those gifts because you've gotten in a position where you're uncertain about putting them out there. First off, let me say I can relate to being left with kids. I had 2, not 3. It was a little over 22, 23 years ago. I don't remember. Oh, you're back. Yay.
I'm back.
I lost you for a while. I can relate to that. And one thing, though, that now it can be a really positive thing about your spirit, or it could be something that you need to go, why was that? When you said you had millions and he left you with $10 and some reason you were okay with that, can you tell me?
It was a huge blessing.
Okay.
It was a huge blessing because I was able to get to a place where immediately I went to the spirit and said, why am I here?
Okay.
Please
okay.
lead
yes.
me to what
so
I'm
you
supposed
saw
to
it
do.
As the gift, not, it wasn't like that's all you deserved. That's not how, you weren't feeling
no,
like,
no, no,
yes,
no.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I don't know.
So
if you...
with that $10 that I had, I went to the store and I was still searching spiritually. What am I supposed to do? And it was, I mean, it's crazy that this angel came and wrapped himself around me and he said, go ask that woman what's wrong with her baby. And I was like, but I don't speak her language. No, 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 you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not going to. And so I left the store. And really, that angel just was wrapped around me and brought me back to the store in front of a woman with my arms crossed. And I said in the simplest language that I could, ¿Qué pasó con tu bebé? And she said, and I didn't understand a word that she said, but the baby was completely blue, purple, no oxygen. I knew there was something wrong. And so I ended up taking the baby and the mom to the nearest dive shop, putting oxygen on his face. I'm not a doctor or a nurse, but I knew that oxygen may help,
mm-hmm.
and had somebody translate the document that the mom had. Well, the baby had a hole in his heart at 16 months old. Well, long story short, 20 years later, I've healed over 1,000 children with holes in their hearts, along with other, you know, illnesses that children have had. So God definitely had a plan for me, and that $10 turned into a lot of love and a lot of respect.
Okay,
one of my questions
so my,
for you as
okay,
well
go
is
ahead.
That
yeah.
how do you balance the, I didn't have any ego. I didn't even know what ego was, just like you. I
mm-hmm.
don't, you know, I didn't want any praises. It was just supposed to be. Now I'm finding in the last 2 years that I have not been doing my work that I'm questioning ego and how that combines with the love and how you balance that out, because I see a lot of ego around that I'm not used to.
How when you say you're questioning ego, like, give me an example.
Well, you know, am I supposed to be egotistical in my financial world? You know, I haven't been a financial success as far as money goes. I've been a huge success as far as my heart goes. But
mm-hmm.
does that ego need to come in? So that I can actually, you know, now I'm 50, probably a lot like you, and
mm-hmm.
going, okay,
that's
where
exactly
do I go
my
now
age.
With this? And just trying to understand that balance between ego and love and godliness and spirit and in a positive way.
You're saying the balance between making sure you take care of yourself, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is the flower that's drooping. Lavanna, you love taking care of people, and you give your heart, and you have a huge heart, so big that it heals other hearts, and that's the part you're missing. You're not quite getting the water for yourself, and yes, it's okay to take care of yourself. It, you know, the things you were describing doing, the thing, and I want to reform that. What I was going to, there was something I wanted to say, and but I didn't want to stop you, but it was that you said you weren't sure earlier, we were talking about not feeling safe and protected, and that's part of it, not taking care of yourself, but also all I could think when you were talking about that baby and the other children and the healing is, what can possibly hurt you if you have realized your gifts and brought them to this earth in such a way, what can possibly hurt you? And so don't be afraid, and don't let your fear also keep you from protecting and nurturing yourself and making sure yourself and your heart is healed and taken care of and nourished, because you have this unbelievable gift. You have this power about you. There's nothing that can harm you. I mean, you're someone that can pick up a baby and make its heart okay. Really, ask your, so what do you have to fear?
Well, I fear the people who don't tell the truth.
Yes, I know, and it, no, it, it screams out at you. When you walk in a certain light, do I live this. It's almost like I can feel untruth and dishonesty, and it takes its toll on my body because it's like my body, the cells in my body want to scream. But what I'm telling you is somehow you now are equipped to deal with that. It's okay to speak the truth, and it's okay to walk out of a room if there's not truth there, whatever you need to do when you start feeling it on you or on your body. But my message to you, what's coming through, is nothing can really harm you. Even untruth can't harm you because you know the difference. So just acknowledge it in your heart that that's not true. I want nothing to do with it. So I'm not going to be wrapped up in, if there's not truth there, I'm not even going to be involved in the conversation. I'm not going to be involved in the relationship. There's just not truth there. I'm letting it go in peace. I'm not going to preach about it, or, you know, I might try to bring it to light, but I'm not going to kill myself trying to get it out there. I will walk away. So, but you have this ability and gifts and power that are needed, and also it's part of who you are, so you're letting yourself die. You're letting that flower wilt from that fear of the untruth or that just uncertainty about it. So it's time for you to nurture yourself by nurturing your gifts and letting them out. So you're that beautiful flower arrangement. That little piece that's dripping or drooping over is just a tiny part. Remove it. Remove the untruth. Remove that feeling of being alien. And just let you shine. Just be that beautiful flower. And it's time for that. And maybe the world wasn't quite ready for it before, and so that caused you to get more hurt. The world is more ready for it now and waiting for it, and you're going to be okay.
Wow, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
really
amazing.
I
feel like this has been for me, and it's just been a gift to hear your story. That's really beautiful. So don't let anybody keep you from being the beautiful, bright soul that you are, because that's why you're here. So why go through this mess?
Have another question about angels, and it's something that's always come to me, but I never had a really clear understanding of angels and, you know, what they're supposed to do. Yeah, they guide my children, and they help us heal the kids and do all that. But I had an experience with in a conference at one time with the same woman that I was talking about earlier, and what came through was Archangel Miguel, or I guess in English it's the Archangel, right? Michael.
Michael? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael
uh-huh.
Miguel.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And he, well, from what I understand in the conference, he pulled me to the front of the room and said, I give you my espada, my spear, or my...
Your sword? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Sword.
He'll do that
your
when
protection.
You're ready. He'll give. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have his sword.
That actually does happen, and it's not something that was, I mean, it's,
oh,
I've
yeah.
always questioned
it's happened
that,
to me
like, that
too.
Spirit.
No, it's
what?
Happened to me, and when you were talking about the in the store and the angel wrapping around you and telling you, and then you left the store, and it pushed you back in to tell the woman, you know, about her baby, and I let you keep talking, but it was Archangel Michael, and that's how he is. When Archangel Michael wants something done, he will push you. He will physically, it feels like, put a hand on your back and shove you forward saying, say it, say it. So you have Archangel Michael around you a lot. Yes, no doubt in my mind that you have his sword for protection, so you have nothing to fear. Doesn't mean that it's always an easy road when we're in this world, but you got a lot of protection, and I think he's really calling you right now to, you know, sometimes you have to go in that lull period. That's okay. That's part of timing. Part of it is waiting on the rest of the world to catch up. So that's okay. But right now, it's like I was saying earlier in the show, big things are happening, and it's like a wake-up call to all of us that maybe life sort of made the gifts a little bit more dormant than we were thinking they would be. You know, they had to just sort of go into a phase of dormancy. So now it's time to bring it back out, and Archangel Michael's there for you. You have the sword. You're going to also have Archangel Gabriel, or some people say Gabriel. I think
yes, he's there.
Email. There as well, and with the children, but just go out there and get it, Lavanna. You're ready, and the timing is ready. The reason you've been in sort of that period is partly because of the timing of the world. You've been in that kind of indifferent period or confused. So go out there and use those gifts again. So, and they're going to be even bigger.
Thank you so much.
Okay, drink lots of water, and I have this strange need right now to say also make sure you get lots of protein, the energy. You're going to burn a lot of energy doing this. So, okay?
Okay, thank you. Right. God bless you and have a great day.
God bless you. You have a great day. Okay. That was a lovely, lovely call. Huh, that one went a little longer than normal, but it was lovely, and I'm going to go right into the next call. It's area code 570. When you hear unmuted, you'll know you're live, and you can comment or ask a question or whatever you'd like to do. 570.
Good afternoon. This is the first time I've spoken with you, and I'm really enjoying your show.
Uh-huh.
It's phenomenal.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, I have a lot of gifts, and they're all coming to surface. A lot are from past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could see, like, when I'll be working with these gifts in like, a career type form. I've been pursuing different things to get them to surface.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Let me have your
name.
Oh,
Doreen. Doreen.
Okay. Makes me think of Doreen Virtue. Are you familiar with her?
Oh, I love Doreen Virtue, yes.
Okay. All right. When you said your gifts and the past lives part stood out a lot to me, and I'm not exactly sure if it's going to be career in the exact sense of how we think of career. I want to let something come through before I ask you a couple of questions. Okay, so just give me pause for a second. I probably should have paused a little bit between calls and let some air clear. I see water for you. And the past life part is key. I think there's a past life maybe that you haven't yet accessed that you need to, and it will give you some explanations for things. Tell me about the past lives that you have felt.
Just like through different readings. I mean, I was told I was like a high priestess in Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's water.
And,
okay, I was feeling water for you.
And just like, and I guess like some kind of like an energy healer, as well as a medium. A metaphysical teacher, a witch a couple of times. Yeah, I've been a witch a few times in past lives. I was told I lived like over 100 lives.
Okay. Have you ever read Brian Weiss's work with past lives, like Many Lives, Many Masters? He has several books. You might really enjoy that because he is a world-renowned psychiatrist. And he practiced out of Miami, and he's a Hay House author now and speaker and really phenomenal. But he, by accident, came upon this sort of discovery of past lives when working with patients, and one patient in particular during hypnosis went into a past life, and there were things that she knew that she couldn't have known, and so here he was, this world-renowned psychiatrist, you know, and thinking, wait a minute, this is very real, but I can't tell anybody this. They're going to think I'm wacko. You know, it was probably 20 years ago, and but it was just so real and so phenomenal to him that he had to start talking about it and telling about it. So if you have had some past life experiences that you think are very real, you might enjoy reading his book and how that all works. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I don't believe in past lives, and I also believe that time is not really real. It's a teaching tool. A Course in Miracles talks about that when we no longer need the teaching, time disappears, and that's when we'll be able to go to what we call all different lives and times. And sometimes these things are happening parallel, and I believe even what we call past lives sometimes are happening sort of all overlapped and simultaneous.
Right.
I feel like for you, there's something in one of your past lives that you can ask to heal, and that it's going to remove an obstacle for you. You can even, if you listen to some of Brian Weiss's work, or someone that I absolutely love is Denise Lynn. Her last name is Linn. She's another Hay House author, and I went to one of her workshops and just had such insight from her hypnosis and past life right there in the workshop. It can help make some things in your life make sense. It can make things that are obstacles that you really can't explain, and I think that's what some of your past lives are going to do for you, maybe particularly the witch, if you feel like there was a witch one, because, you know, I mean, there was a lot surrounding witches that was mean and unfair, and it can, if you feel like you've had that experience, or if you have had that experience, it can mean that you're hesitant because you don't want to put it out there because, gee, you might get your head chopped off. So, those experiences can live with us in ourselves. So I saw water for you right away. I think it's something to do with Atlantis or that sort of realm might be a real good source of power for you, but I think some of the other things may also be holding you back. So I think it would really benefit you to explore past life more with Brian Weiss or Denise Lynn and read about that, get maybe some of their meditations that help you go into past life yourself and practice that, because I think there might be a lot of value for you. And for some reason, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I have. I've seen my angels. I mean, I've seen the angels, like, you know, they've come down and they've been like right in front of me. I visualized them. I visualized Mother Mary. I've been filled with the Christ consciousness, and I channeled for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had, I see spirit and I feel spirit. I mean, there's like so many different gifts, you know?
Yeah.
And also,
well,
like with energy healing. I mean, I feel that as well.
I think you're
well.
A natural energy healer.
That's
what I feel like, and you know, who knows, maybe it is a past life, maybe it's a gift that's just been bestowed upon you. I feel like you have a lot of that naturally. So if I was picking one thing for you to kind of focus on, and that's sort of what you want to, I don't know, perfect or what, you know, that's what you want to bring out to blossom, it would be energy healing. You know, even just practicing, you know, read about it if you want to go to a class or a circle that just get yourself more in that environment. And have you done any of that yet? Much of it? Like,
well, I did take some like Reiki. I took like the Reiki 1.
Yes.
And I have been looking and, oh yeah, my hands get like hot and electrified.
Yeah, right away. Even
they get hot.
Yeah,
that's
what I think. You're a natural, and
the energy turns on. Yeah,
go ahead.
And connecting like with Jesus, like with the Christ consciousness. I mean, I did that last February for 4 months for a person who had cancer, and along with other people's prayers and everything. I mean, he was healed completely.
Mm-hmm.
And they said if he waited like a couple more days, like he wouldn't be here today. But it started off with very small, like little emails saying, "I'm going to pray for you." Mm-hmm. And it ended up going into all these, like, you know, big, big, heavy messages with, like, a lot of different biblical quotes and everything. And, I mean, that went on for 4 months, and, you know, thank God he's healed. And then it just started where, like, last Sunday, someone, like, just Facebook messaged me. They were from India. And we got talking, and they, you know, said that they were, you know, they had a serious illness. And the way he described it, it sounded like he has leukemia. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, Jesus, and he just said he was a non-believer. He doesn't believe, like, anything he can't see. And then, you know, next thing I know, like I said, I, you know, I was, it wasn't me, like, typing the messages. And he, you know, within, like, 35, 40 minutes, he just, you know, he accepted Jesus into his life.
That's beautiful.
I mean, it was just, like, an amazing, it was an amazing transformation. I mean, it was, like, incredible.
Well, it's, you know, when I was saying at the beginning of the show, there is something big happening. It's like we're at the tipping point. And
well, yeah, 2014 is a big year. I mean, it's the four and the one, it's completion, five, you know. It's a year of completion. And
I see it in people, you know, more and more people realizing their healing abilities.
Definitely,
and I believe a lot of it is also the other side of that is, though, that more and more people are believing that it's possible. And so in their faith, they're healed. And in the faith of the healer, they're healed. That joining just makes the power huge. And then the more and more people that suddenly don't look at it like it's taboo or that it's just something weird or woo-woo, then, you know, you have that combined faith of the world, and that's where the miracles are going to get bigger and bigger and more instantaneous and more. And so that's why it's important that anyone who feels this calling, who feels like gifts have been opened up in them, who have had these experiences already with healing, maybe for years, but were kind of quiet about it, because it was taboo, you know, you had to sort of walk a fine line, that now we're at a place where we got to put it out there big. And we have to not be, you can be quiet about it, but also not be reserved, not hide it, not put a lamp over that light or a lampshade over that light, let the whole light shine. So that's where you are. I feel like there's something, your healing, your energy healing is kind of natural. Obviously, when you tell that story, it is.
And
there's something about water, though. I want you to experiment with your intuition about finding water.
I'm a Pisces, you know, so.
It feels like to me, and this just came to me. The water that you drink, I want you to hold in your hands and do Reiki or whatever, pray over it. You know, to me, it's all sort of the same thing. I want you to, you know, if it's a water bottle or a glass, I want you to bless it and feel it, the healing energy being put into that. And then when you drink it, it's healing you. Somehow with the people, you know, if you're working with someone on healing in a session, always use water with it for some reason. And maybe, you know, your astrological sign and all that makes a big difference.
I was also told by someone not to touch them. To just, you know, to like put my hands over them, but not to touch them, and I could do as well like remote healing.
Distance healing.
I've been shocking. I could shock people. I mean, my hands, they get to the point where like they give you like an electrical shock, you know.
I think it's okay for you to touch. I don't think it's necessary, and I think distance healing now more than ever is just as powerful, if not more so sometimes. But I want you to pay attention to water and ways to use water as sort of the conduit for your healing combined with your energy. There's something with the water that will be really, really, really
effective. You know what, that and like the Celtic sea salt as well, because it's filled with like all minerals. I mean, it just, the combination of two, you know, is amazing. But I also have one other question, though, because, I mean, I have a lot of family members on the other side, and I've been connected to spirit since I've been, like, a little child. And now that, like, I'm older and, more and more of my family are on the other side, I mean, I've had, like, different opportunities where I've seen spirit and... With some people, I didn't even know that they weren't here in this world. I thought they were like a person, and I've seen them, and then I've seen them look like spirit, and they've been around me and like doing different things like around me. So I'm like, it's just like it's a familiar thing with me. Like, I'm so used to being around this kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I, like, really wanted to do, like, the mediumship work. That's
sure.
What I, you know.
Well, and so what has stopped you from doing that?
Well, I'm doing different classes and different things, but
mm-hmm.
like I said, also, I'm, like I said, the healing, that's, like, really, really, like, resonating where, like I said, you know, I do my exercises.
I feel like
and
for
it's
you,
dramatic.
All of it is going to come through sort of that energy healing,
together.
Kind of the
yeah.
hands. And
okay.
It was a lot like that for me. I had a Reiki session. It really, really impacted me in a huge way, and I started having visions and angels and all of these things. I was already on that path, but that really, like,
right.
jump-started it in a big way. And then when I would do something like Reiki on someone, the messages would just come out, and the visions and the... So it all sort of, for me, worked together in the same way. I think it will for you, too. Mediumship and all that is, I think you'll, when you sort of, you know how you sort of turn on the energy when you just get ready and allow
it
to flow?
Like
and
a, yeah, like a light switch, yeah. And then
exactly,
you, and everything
and that's when
together.
The mediumship or any of that is going to flow through you best, at least, you know, for now. So I would let it all be centered with the sort of the energy work, the, you know, hand, you know, letting it flow through you that way, like a vessel, and somehow
right.
bringing water into all of it. So that's just how everything, I think, is going to come out the easiest for you and blossom and have the most powerful impact in those ways. So now there's something while you were talking, I felt like there was some, like, Joe or Joseph or Joey, or is there anyone in your...
Oh, gosh, you know what? There is, like, a Joey, but I didn't know him in like, the lifetime. But he was a spirit
mm-hmm.
that occupied my last home that we owned.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey would lock me in the basement when I went to do the, my clothes because
yeah.
it was an older home. It was an older home, and they had stuff like that, like our washer and dryer, unfortunately, were in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go down, it'd be like 6:30 in the morning, and you know how you look at 6:30 in the morning, not ready to make your, you know, debut out in the world, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'd have my pajamas on and stuff. I'd say, Joey, you know, this is like a little ridiculous, you know? I just, you know, then I'd have to find like a little key that we had, and I'd open the door to get back like upstairs again. And he would just, I mean, he tripped me the one time. I fell down, I got cut all over the place.
So where is
husband,
Joey now? Have you had?
I don't. You know what? I thought I left him at the other house.
I think
maybe
he was just
me.
Wanting to say hi or something,
okay, because
I kept getting Joey, Joey.
Yeah, and he was quite a character, and he pulled like a lot on me and my friends and my family. My friend, uh-huh. he pulled the trunk, the back of the trunk, though, like the lid, that right on top of our head, you know. I mean, but he was like a playful.
He seems
tool.
Harmless to me, kind of more like a prankster.
More
type.
Childlike, right? He's like
yeah.
a childlike. That's
yeah,
silly,
silly
yeah.
kind of. Yeah, yeah. But I think he was wanting to say hey to you or something. So maybe you
well,
want to talk.
I think we made peace, and we coexisted.
Yeah. It seems
in
very
other
peaceful,
words.
Kind of just like a hi. And but for some reason, he wanted you to know he was there and saying hi. And
okay,
actually, he may
so
have even he may
me.
Have been kind of stuck in between, and he may have actually crossed over. Feels like to me he has fully crossed over. But anyway, Joey was wanting to make sure his name got in there.
Yeah, I mean, I have, like I said, I come with a cast of characters.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all around me. It's like, you know, I have tons of them around me. I was told yesterday I had 14 of them with me, you know?
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm just,
you know what?
I mean,
each one is bringing you something. So let that be and be okay with it. You know, that's good because you're sort of like one foot in one world and one foot in another, but through
yeah.
that you'll bring the other world, the higher world into this existence. So that's a good role. It's not always an easy role, but, that's where you are. And it sounds like to me you're managing it well, but I keep getting that energy healing and putting water into that somehow, bringing that.
Yeah,
okay?
Thank you so very much. I'm very enlightened.
Well,
thank
so.
You.
All right.
God
so am
you.
I. Thank you for calling, and you just go out there and keep doing these beautiful things. All right.
Oh, you as well. Thank you. You're such a blessing.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow. Two amazing calls, amazing people with incredible gifts. And that's what I'm talking about with, you know, some big things are happening and people that have these gifts are sharing them, and maybe they have been hesitant or they've been in a kind of a quiet phase. I know I was, and now it's time to put them out there more, and I think so many of us are feeling that. I want to remind anyone that is not part of my Facebook page, if you are a Facebook member or whatever, and if you're not a member, you can join Facebook to join the page. The page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and it's a gathering of light-minded souls and that just try to lift each other up, try to work through the confusion of being in this world but not of this world, and people that are being called to bring a different kind of light and a different kind of thought to the world. And it has helped me get through a lot of things, to be able to put it on that page or to work through my struggles and other people working through theirs, just like this radio show does. So I do encourage you, because that's where I share things every day and other people share things or comment, and I also announce these shows. My usual schedule is Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern time, but I did take a break over the holidays, and you know, occasionally I may not do it on Tuesday. I may do it a different day just because that works. Or, you know, who knows, I may just throw a random show in there just because I feel so led. So that's between, you can either find it on the Blog Talk Radio page for this show, or if you join the Facebook page, then you can see those announcements when they come out. But you can also join in the conversation and the dialogue, and that would be really helpful, because I can just feel there are just some really light, beautiful souls that listen in here, and obviously the calls have shown that today, so it's been very, very uplifting. Okay, a couple of other things that I like to touch on, just to let you know more about me. If you are just tuning in for the first time, or one thing that you can do to learn a little bit more about me or how I got where I am, and maybe you'll see some similarities to your own path, if you go back to the initial opening show of this program, it tells a little bit more about my story and how these gifts just spontaneously opened up in me, and where that's led me. So if you just look in the archives of this show, it will be the opening show that I think was back in September, but it will say opening show, and I forget the title of it, but if you listen to that show, that's a pretty good synopsis of how I came down this path, and you know, it may resonate with you and you may see similarities. But the other thing is I have a book that I wrote about my path, and or a little bit about it, and the things that, the ideas that it I guess flowed through me about things like religion and God and how that's changing and how we have to look at it differently. And even since I wrote it, so many of those things are happening, and it's just really cool, people that are stepping outside of religion and into something that they feel called to, and also that feels more real and even more connected to God. And the great thing is, it doesn't even mean that you leave your religion. It's not one or the other. It's not religion versus spirituality, or it can all be combined and enhanced. They can both work together as long as you're about love and not pointing fingers and judging people and telling them they're terrible, not telling yourself you're terrible. If it's just about love and seeing the brightness and goodness, then it really doesn't matter what label. And New Age, to me, can work perfectly with Christianity, or it's not one or the other, and that's what's beautiful, is people are allowing it to blend and mix. So my book is available on Amazon. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and it is available in the Kindle format for a mere 99 cents. You can, if you have a Kindle, or if you have a smartphone, or even just a computer, you can download it for 99 cents. You can see a little bit more about my story. The experience has been that people that read it, there is something that jumps out like an aha moment to them. I, you know, don't even know that I, when I wrote it, I that I was aware of some of those phrases that would really resonate with people, but it does seem to. If you prefer the paperback kind of book, it's available that way too on Amazon. Again, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. You know, or if you'd like to have the paper book to turn the pages down and mark things and reread, or I wrote it so that each chapter could be read individually without reading the rest of the book, or you could read it straight through like a traditional book, or that maybe you just open it up, you know, when you need an answer and open it up to a certain part of the book and maybe there would be something there. So do check that out. Again, it's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but Amazon is where you can get the 99-cent Kindle version. And, you know, doing that kind of helps fuel me because I don't do this about money. Far from it. It's the opposite of gaining me money. I've spent a lot of my own money to get this message out there. But when I see the like people downloading it, or it kind of gives me that sigh like, yes, there is a reason I'm doing this. And when people listen or people join the Facebook page, it kind of makes me know that it is not for nothing. There is a reason I'm doing it, and it is touching somebody somewhere, even if it's just one or two at a time. So please look at that. And another thing I forgot in the opening part of the show, we've talked about in some of the calls, we talked about Reiki and energy work, and one of the things I'm working on, I thought I was going to start it in, you know, mid to late January or early February. It may get postponed a little bit just because I've been gone with holidays and I got thrown a few wrenches and got a little off course in a couple of ways. But early on when I started doing Reiki and all of these things happened to me, I also got some symbols that might make energy work seem a little more acceptable or familiar, I guess is the right word, to some people, that brings it into the realm of our common, say, religious conversation and words. And so Reiki, if you're at all familiar with it, it's a Japanese technique, and Japanese symbols are used, and they're all very loving and wonderful, but just the foreign aspect, I think, for a lot of people makes it seem a little weird. And early on for me, I was given these sort of compatible symbols, and that I would know the time to bring it out and use it. And so I'm kind of revisiting that and working through a program that will be a free online class for Angels Touch Therapy is what I call it. I've called it that all along. I have a website that's a really basic little website that I built myself probably 7 years ago when some of this was happening, 7 or 8 years ago. It's called angelstouchtherapy.com. So you can go to that. It tells about some of the deeper, longer readings that I do for people from time to time when they contact me. But also it just tells about what energy work is to me. And to me, it's just letting God's love, pure love, flow through you and practicing so that you can become that vessel. And, you know, I was talking to the last caller, Doreen, about energy work and her feeling it come through her and all that. And so really, you're just a vessel for that heavenly love and that unconditional love. And I think that's why the healing happens. So it's not about symbols, although it's fine if that's how you access it, but it's really just that practice. So if you're interested in the free online course or seminar that I plan on doing probably February, sometime in February, then please email me at sherrylane444@gmail.com. That's sherrylane444 at gmail.com. And if you're looking on that Angels Touch Therapy site, angelstouchtherapy.com, that email is on there too. So if you just go to that site, Angels Touch Therapy, or you Google Angels Touch Therapy, you should be able to get to that site and get a little more information about what it meant to me when I learned about Reiki and angels and all these things came into my presence and awareness. So I would love to hear from you. If you email me about it, if you'll please just put in the subject Angels Touch Healing or even just Angels Touch, because I get a lot of emails, and that way I can more quickly single out the ones that are emailing about being part of that class and sort of the inaugural class of Angels Touch energy healing. I have attuned a few people, sort of tried it out and practiced, and yes, it works. They feel the energy in their hands and all that. It's just one of those things that kind of got put on the back burner, and I was told I would know when it was right to bring it out, and I guess that's the time now because I feel like it's right to revisit it. To recap, go to my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day. Join that. It's over 92,000. I'm thinking, gosh, it may even reach that 100,000 mark, which is amazing, by the end of the month, or who knows, maybe even sooner. I think that means a lot because so many of us are waking up. And check out my book. You can read an excerpt on Amazon. The book is called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, or you can search by my name, Sherry Lane, and it should come up. And all you got to spend is 99 cents and get a digital copy for yourself and see if anything in there resonates with you. And lastly, the angelstouchtherapy.com, and if you want to be part of my class to learn a little bit more about energy healing and become an energy healer, that light vessel yourself, then please do email me. And I think we're going to wrap it up here. I'm getting a little bit talked out. That was just wonderful, powerful calls. And I thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you'll tune in next time too. Thank you so much for being here.